Welcome to Money in You. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and this is just a quick announcement that we're going to be doing our Money in You episodes. This year we have one actually coming every week, one 30-minute episode, and we're going to be talking about this year about inflations and other things, and we're going to be talking about how to not be waylaid by these financial crises, how to prepare for financial crises, that in the world, and you can just have your stuff and understanding doing multiple streams of income. And really starting where you are. People are often waylaid by, these high gas prices, other things. And we're going to teach you about budgeting, things about staying out of debt, about really understanding, the basics of finance so that you have the tools you need to navigate when things go up and down so you don't go up and down. Having a nest egg, learning about how, to make good financial decisions early. So that's really important. So in Money in You this year, this month, we have four episodes coming from January, and then actually a few from last year as well. And then we have this year's episodes coming soon, this month. We're going to be talking about, how to navigate and build a strong financial foundation and a strong financial future. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about 2024, the year being seen. And we are talking about, writing your story. We're still on the subject of integrity, and I'll get back to some of the other subjects, but this is really important to really understand, you're building integrity. Let me read what integrity is, and I'm going to read you an ancient proverb that will go along with this, so you understand that you get to write this story. And that's really, really important. Integrity is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles that refuse to change. You behave ethically and you do what's right, even behind closed doors. A person's commitment to this, you abstain from cheating, lying, or stealing. And that's really important. Let that be in your daily practice. Let that be everywhere you go. But because that will make a way for you. It's your behavior. You get to write that story. When you go to work, having diligence, be 15 minutes early. I remember when I was working for Wells Fargo, I always had a good work ethic. I always wanted to make sure I had, people understood my work ethic. I was always 15 minutes early. I always came in time. I did my work. I focused, on everything, made sure that I was on time, and always, you're never late. And one thing that happened was I switched a date with somebody and I missed it. I got my dates wrong. I always know when I'm supposed to work. It was because I normally don't work on a Sunday, and she needed to be off, and I took that date from her, and I actually missed work. And so when I got to work, I came in a date on the wrong date. My bosses looked at me and I was like, oh my God, no, I missed my day. And it was really interesting because they saw my work ethic. They saw that I always came on time. I was always doing my job. They knew my work ethic because it was my behavior. They knew if I was at work, I was working. They also knew that I was a jokester, taking people's food and hiding it. They always knew, but they knew my work ethic. It was the same thing when I worked for a nursing home. Everybody knew my work ethic. And that was my behavior, that I, it was diligence. I had a sense of diligence. And they knew that. And so they made that day just sort of, it did not go against me. And this is really important that you get to choose that. That was an integrity about being at work on time. And it also happened another time when this went all the way up to HR, about every, how my work ethic was. It even got to a point that when I called HR to get time off for my uncle's funeral, You know, I was able to get more time off because of my work ethic. It was really neat. You know, it didn't count against me. That didn't count against me. So that made a big difference of having that kind of work ethic. And that's what integrity will do. You know, you adhere to that working ethic. You do your job. When other people are goofing off, you learn to have that work ethic. That's a story that you get to write. You get to write that story. And that was in 2002 that I was writing that story, you know, 2002 to 2004. You know, I wrote that story, and that's what's really important of writing that story. And so that's one of the things about you get to write your story. You know, your work ethic, being on time, you know, how you do this. That's important. That's a part of your story. How are you presenting yourself to the world? You get to do that. You know, how's your behavior? How you talk? Are you talking about people? Are you always complaining? Are you spreading rumors? Are you spreading gossip? Are you a toxic person? These are important things to understand. This is strictly important to understand. And so understanding this is extremely important. So, you know, and I want to read you this proverb that's an ancient proverb. It's like 6,000 or almost 6,000 plus, but it says, who can live with love and who can hang out with love? And who can walk on love's mountain? The person who walks in integrity, practices what is good, and who speaks truth from their heart, who has no slander on their tongue, who does no harm to their neighbor, or who do not speak evil of their friends. Those who despise people who are evil, but honor those who adhere to love, and a person who keeps their promise even when it hurts. The one who does not collect interest on a loan or take a bribe against innocent people or children or the elderly. Those who do think these things will be firm, will stand firm, secure. They will never be shaken for all time and forever. And that's important. That's a story that you can write. You put integrity into your heart and mind. You learn to be honest. You learn to have those principles. Learning not to take shortcuts. You write things down, but your behavior is always up to you. You say John is strong. You know, John. You know, you get to do that. You get to choose your behavior. So choose behaviors that you want to exhibit in the world: honesty, kindness, poise, dignity, diligence, you know, humility. You know, people remember how you treat them. These are ways people remember how you treat them. People remember your kindness to them, how you speak to them, you know, how you make them feel. You know, if you have the attitude that everybody's a king or queen, that's how people will feel, and they will remember it. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Love Just Happens. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about your story here in the year of being seen. And one of the things about your story is your love story is important. What is your love story being shown to the world? And what is the love story, is going to be recounted? Everybody loves a good love story. We all know, the Titanic, and we all know, the love story of Romeo and Juliet. We all know those love stories, and everybody, you know, your parents had a love story. Girl, I met your daddy at doing my laundry. My hair was all rolled up in rollers and stuff, and your daddy thought I was the best thing since sliced bread, girl. But you know, and you sitting there like, what? your dad. I met your mama. She was walking down the street just carrying her groceries. I said, you know, those are the love stories that are written, and people write their love stories all the time. And the universe wants you to write a love story to understand that you get to do that. But it's not a love story in desperation. It's a love story in assurance. You are destined to be loved. And one of the things about this is that your love story is you can write it yourself. And one of the ways you write it yourself is about caring for yourself and really understanding to work on yourself. You get to attract that love story. And that's important to remember, that you are attracting the love story, that you get to write that love story that you want. Your story is up to you. You're co-creating with the universe to write that love story. And that love story is up to you to write the rest of your life. You get to write that story. That's really, really super important of writing that story. So you understand that this story does not change. This story will just be one adventure after another. Your story is going to happen. Don't talk about, you know, your past or the past people that all this stuff, but you are writing this story right now. This is why, you know, these apps, they're benefit for some people, but understanding that you get to choose, the story you want, you want to present to the world. This is why you work on yourself. This is why you begin to manifest your life in that way of love. You get to write your love story, and it's going to be a wonderful love story. It will just happen. But you get to do that. So this is why you imagine you deserve the best. So you imagine the best. You just imagine your best, and your spirit will work with you to bring whatever. Your energy always works with you to bring your love story into fruition. I've experienced that for the last 35 years, always having a good partner. It's your spirit, that your energy attracts your partner to you. That's really important, because you get what you want, because your spirit sees the real them. And this is one of the reasons why people, rejection is oftentimes protection. When people are not in your life, it's because you'll see it down the road. This is why you don't take it personally. But this is one of the reasons why we work on ourselves every day. Integrity, honor, love, joy, peace, all the regular ones I always give you, wisdom, insight, comfort, and you begin to write the story that you want to see into the world. You make your story being known. Spirit attracts spirit, energy attracts energy. So you write that story, and that story will happen better than you think. This is your host, Rick Ross, for Love Just Happens. Thank you for joining. Welcome to Blue Whales and Eagles. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we're talking about your story and, what you're writing, your story, your children. And we talked about your children are part of your story, and your marriage will examine that story. When people look at your children, they will see a resemblance to you, not only physically, but they will see they will see the traits and the habits that you pass down to them. I think about my grandmother passing down a spiritual heritage that was passed down to me. It was a strong spiritual heritage. It was unshakable, unshakable beliefs. And she passed it down to me. Personally, she said, same thing with my cousin Tyann. You see who she passed it down to. She passed it down to my cousin Tyann. She has the same strong, unshakable beliefs, even stronger. It's like a bedrock of the family. She has that. And so my cousin, in her marriage is resembling of that, a bedrock. You see, what my cousin has in her family. Her family is just, growing, and she's happy. She's a grandmother. And that's a result of things that my grandmother passed down to her. That stuff, those principles and that bedrock is, down. And my cousin is the CEO of HE Industries. Italian's the CEO of HE Industries, that's really, really, really super important to understand. The story that you're writing in your home is exhibited in your children. This is one of the reasons why we're creating healthy families, and we're giving you these tools. John Randolph Price, the Abundance article the 40-Day Prosperity Plan, and you can find that at theinnerself.com, Investopedia. That's one of the main things, is finances. So we get that out of the way. But we also, the moral compass of, being integrity, being home, treating your husband and wife, in a way that your kids can see that, and even your partner, so people can see that, how you treat each other in your home. That's a strong moral compass, because behind closed doors will be exhibited, into the public. These things will always spill out into public. That's how it is. You know, this is why you work on yourself, because your character will always be known. And so learning to write that story that's accurately, and understanding that, you know, when you're passing things down to your kids, you're passing down wonderful things, you know, integrity, diligence, you know, hard work, and you know, learning to walk in wisdom. These are important aspects of, these are important inheritance things. These are things that people, they will inherit. You know, understanding that they are successful and they have unlimited opportunities in the world. You know, you also, you know, you, to be professional and to dress professional. Don't talk about people. Don't discourage people. Don't be disparaging. These are important things, you know, be kind to everyone. These are important aspects to write into your children's life and then write into your partner and your mate. How you treat your partner at the beginning is how you begin to write that story. You know, supporting your partner's dreams, you know, that's the part of the story, supporting their dreams, supporting who they are, you know, supporting everything they're doing, holding on to your partner's dreams. That's a part of the story. You know, really just, you know, serving your partner, that really in the house, you know, learning to serve your partner. You know, your partner's not your servant, but you learn to serve them. You serve them out of love. You know, that's important to remember. You serve your partner out of love. We don't serve people because we have to. We serve them, you know, out of love. And this is super, 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 super important that we remember this. And so learning to do this is really, really important. We get to write the story. So let us write a good story that will last. These kids will, you know, people will take this from us. They will, it's like a tree. They will get the fruit from this tree and they will go and plant it somewhere else. That's what birds do. They eat the fruit and the seeds go everywhere. That's what you want. This is what, this, you know, these fruit in your life, you want to be planted in other vineyards. And that means, you know, you don't know where your vineyards are going to be planted all around the world. That's important, especially you, same thing with acorn trees. You don't know where this vineyard is going to be planted that comes from you. So plant a good vineyard. You know, have your story be told. You know, people will remember this story the rest of their lives. This is your host, Rick Ross, for Blue Whales and Eagles. Thank you for joining me. I'm excited to announce Donovan Ross as our global head of global CEO over Urban City Networks and our Urban City companies. And he's also has a morning talk show called Coffee and Eggs that will be shown to the world. Also, the city. He's an executive producer. Excited for what he's doing this year. His morning show will be from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on our streaming network that you will find being seen around the world. And it's exciting to know you have somebody, you know, this situation going on with him. It's exciting. He also has his Donna Mari International company that is also launching as well. So it's a really exciting year. Not exciting for him, and also John Green. John Green is our global CEO for GB, the GB network. John Green is also has Acoustic One that was also that's also working together. This is a big year for these young men. They're visionaries. They're world class. They're presenting world class entertainment. Excited for them, world-class music, world-class entertainment. So we're excited as we move forward. So join us this year. Thank you for joining me.